What is isness? We talk often about the word isness. This is what the absolute philosopher loves to talk about. He loves to dwell upon terms like isness, allness, the totality of all existence. And where do you find the answers to these things? They're quite charming. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the absolute philosopher, isness. Isness is a word that describes that which exists, that which is, and that which always will be, and that which we may be aware of and we may not be aware of. The isness has nothing to do with whether we consciously are aware of it or are not consciously aware of it. The isness does not depend on those sort of things. The isness depends on only one thing. The isness depends whether we believe that we would like to know that thing. Now, that sounds kind of interesting, doesn't it? Whether we believe that we would like to know that. Now, everything exists. That we acknowledge, and we say, yes, I can understand that. In the philosophical point of view, everything exists, and everything was and is and always will be and always was and never cannot be, and nothing new can be created, nothing new can be brought forth because everything already is. Hey, that's cool. Okay, now, how do we experience an isness? Well, we experience an isness with every thought that we think. Every thought that we think is really an isness. It is an expression of a divine idea, an expression of a divine concept. But you say some of the things we think about or some of the things that we express are negative, are not positive, are not beneficial. And I answer you, that is correct. There's nothing that says something is positive or beneficial or non-positive or non-beneficial. You see, in the allness that we spoke about so often, in the allness, everything exists. It's only when relative man, who determines to come up with his illusionary world of limitation, and in that illusionary world to have the idea of being touchable or being possessed or judging, then when that happens, then problems come up. Otherwise, there are no problems. All just is. And the judgment makes a problem out of something. We say, that is bad, that is good. Now, in the all, nothing is bad and nothing is good. In the all the things that are relative are in a segment by themselves, you might say. They are a concept by themselves. And to place all the goodness or badness about anything that's as a concept is a sort of a silly thing to do. Because a concept can neither be good nor bad. A concept can have goodness or badness only when it is relative to another concept. And no concept exists relative to another concept. Every concept exists as a unique self in itself, a unique isness that has no relationship to anything else. So, when we want to talk about isness, we're talking about a concept that has no relationship to anything else. Now, for us, in our relative framework of thinking, and that's the framework we have to think with, how can we think about a concept that has no relationship to other concepts? Well, that's where it comes into a little bit of deep thinking that the absolute philosopher would have us think. When you think of a concept that has no relationship to another concept, you are thinking as a divine creative cause thinks. A divine creative cause brings forth out of the allness, reveals out of the allness, displays, manifests, projects out of the allness that which already exists, an idea. Now, the idea in itself is pure and magnificent. The idea in itself has no relativity to it. The idea in itself is you're unable to judge it because there's no comparison. Then, as humanity loves to play the game, we all do that too easily, of being judging whether that's good or that's bad. For everything we have, we want to judge it. Isn't that the silliest thing? Every single thing that exists, we want to judge it. We want to say, that's a good cloud, that's a bad cloud. That's a good person, that's a bad person. That's a happy time, that's an unhappy time. What a silly way to look at it. That's just a time. And does that time include happiness? Sure. Does that time include unhappiness? Sure. Does that time have to include happiness and unhappiness? No. It's an is. And if we look at it as an is without judgment, it is neither happy nor unhappy. It just is and is. And being an is, it is without judgment. Being an is, it's without comparison. Being an is, it cannot touch us. We are not touched and feel that it's lovely or not lovely. Yes, living in the concept of isness is sort of a lonely world from the human point of view, because it does not reach out and touch anything other than itself. All is, and we, from the human point of view, looking at it, we say, wow, or gosh, or darn. And from the divine point of view, it is looked upon and said, so it is. So it is, without any relativity, without any comparison, without any judgment, without any sensitivity about it. It is just and is. Think about these things, because they are the warp and woof of our thinking, the warp and woof of our attitudes. They are the content and the essence of who and what we are. And when we are aware that they are that, then we see them in a different light. And as everything becomes aware to us of who we are and we reveal it, we do so without judgment. We do so with, if you will, just the expression of, so it is, and so it is. Think on these things and have a lot of fun thinking as I do. It's a joy to share with you and to think these things through with you. And every day we come up with some new way of thinking of an old thought, and yet it still comes out the same way. All is fabulous. Have a great day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.